In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I think of Sodom and Gomorrah, and we say how terrible that was. But you know what? What we are doing in our courts, interpreting the Constitution in a way that it could never be interpreted, we are doing and making something that is intrinsically bad, the law. Now, I am not talking about I'm against people that are homosexual. I am talking about I am against the behavior of homosexuality, as well as I am against fornication and adultery. But you see, we've never made fornication a law. We've never made adultery a law. But we have made marriage between a man and a woman a law. In California, the people themselves voted about this, and they said no gay marriage in California. The Supreme Court overrode their decision, which means now, in California, there can be gay marriage. That is overstepping the bounds of the Constitution, overstepping the bounds of the court. It's almost like the court is God now. The court is God. Now, there are 5 liberals and 4 conservatives. So we know how everything's going to come out. It's all going to come out toward the liberal version. Let's have Eleanor talk to us about the number of states that have said that they will not have gay marriage. How many are there?
I believe, Father. Good morning, everyone. Our hearts are heavy this morning. That is true, but we're here because the Lord says, do not get distressed. I do not want you to be distracted with this. I want you to come and pray to me. Fall on your knees and cry out for mercy. And as Father said last week, our God said, I will not be mocked. I will not be mocked. And I am the supreme judge. So we will live with that. We believe that. We will pray. We will cry out for mercy. But the way I understand it, Father, right now we have 38 states that have not voted for gay marriage. I hate to say gay marriage because it doesn't go together. Civil unions is one thing, but a marriage is between a man and a woman. And I didn't say that, and you did not say that, Father, but God said that. Our God that we worship and praise and blesses us constantly. He gave us that message. He gave us the recipe for salvation. He gave us the commandment. So it comes from our God. So you constantly just tell what God tells you to say to the people. And that's what we're doing this morning. And as far as I understand, 38 states have not voted for gay marriage. I believe 13 states have voted for gay marriage, and they will be the ones that receive many, many thousands of federal benefits. So the Supreme Court put their stamp of approval on gay marriage. Now, the other states have not that. But see, what happens now, Father? You say, well, we still have 38 states that haven't voted for gay marriage. But it's the beginning. Well, we had the beginning of slippery slope back in Lexington, Massachusetts, when we used to go to Lexington and say, we cannot have a book that says, I have two mommies, I have two daddies. That was the slippery slope has been happening all along. We've been compromising all along. Now we're down to this. This is where we are at this point. So what happens? How could it be a slippery slope? Well, the states that do not have gay marriage now, they will be, people will come from Massachusetts with money and giving them power, saying, listen, you get your people to vote for gay marriage. Now you get the federal benefits. So they're empowered now with this vote from the Supreme Court. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next week. But over the months and years. Instead of 13 states, we're going to have 15 states. Then we're going to have 20 states. I don't know how it's all going to go. But my voice sounds upset. But then I have to come back with Jesus Christ is Lord. We're going to cry for mercy. We're going to pray. We are not going to give up. We're going to persevere. All the people that have been working against gay marriage, keep going. You cannot give up. You can't say, what have we done? We've signed all these petitions. What is it worth? It's worth a lot. The Lord says, have faith in me. Keep going. Persevere. And remember, I am the supreme judge, and I will not be mocked.
Ephesians 4, 18 and 19 describes what's happening in the country. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated, that's separate, from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. I'm going to read that again. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated, separated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to impurity, lasciviousness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. I tell you, when a country makes something that is sin a law, watch what God is going to do. And it will affect everyone in the country. I don't know if it's going to be in the stock market. I don't know if it's going to be in the weather. I don't know what it's going to be. But I know that the Supreme Court has overstepped its bounds. And I know in their declaring that California can have gay marriages. Like, let's think about it. We started our nation as a nation of freedom, but not a freedom that would bring in sin, but a freedom that would cause us to be faithful and loving. And you might say, well, gay marriage is loving. I'm telling you, marriage is between a man and a woman. And I don't care what the Supreme Court says, I don't care what the states say, marriage is between a man and a woman. And you know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. I don't have to be a prophet to know it. That, you know what, when this takes deep root, they're going to come to the Catholic Church and say, bless our marriage. And we can't bless the marriage. And you know what? Then there will be great persecution. There will be great persecution. They'll take away our tax-free number, which would not be too bad. But you see, we are on a slippery slope that's sliding into hell. That slippery slope is sliding into hell. Any more than I could say, fornication is a law. And two people who fornicate, we can tell you that that's really fine. Or adultery is a law. No, there's no law of adultery. It's sin. And homosexual practices now in these states, especially in California, where they overrode the decision of the people. The people in California said, we don't want gay marriage. I thought we were a republic, that the people count more than the court. And the court overrode the people's decision. This is very sick. This is very sick. It was the people who threw tea into Boston Harbor. It was the people who declared a declaration of independence. It was the people who said that we would not give taxes to Mother England, but we wanted to be our own country. And it was the people who fought for that. It was the people. The Supreme Court just denies the people. What is this Supreme Court? Is it greater than the president? Is it greater than the legislature? Is it greater than the Senate? I tell you, the Supreme Court has done something evil. It started a long time ago with the legalization of abortion. Planned Parenthood does 300,000 abortions every single year. Do you understand that? It is a law that we can kill our children, and it is a law in several states that we can marry man and man, woman and woman. And what will God say about this? What will be the action of God in the atmosphere? I tell you, this scripture tells us exactly what happened last week. Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated, separated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to sin, to work all uncleanliness and all greediness. I tell you, we are in a very, very, very precarious situation. And I don't know who's going to be talking about this. You know, who's going to be telling us this decision of the Supreme Court is an evil decision. The decision of the Supreme Court manifests the law of against God. The law of God is a man and a woman. When you come against God, you better duck, because you know what? The whole country is going to suffer for it. What we sow is what we reap. We have made a law in Massachusetts. You know, I talk about Massachusetts. We never were able to even vote upon it. The people did not have a say. It was the legislator. It was the courts. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. I thought it was the people's republic. We see that these arms of the government are getting too much power.
Exactly right, Father. And I'm thinking of the gospel this week. And Jesus, he didn't say, maybe follow me, come tomorrow, come next week. He said, follow me, exclamation point. And that's our recipe for salvation. So that's what we're going to keep doing. You're going to keep preaching it. Whatever I'm doing, I'm going to keep doing it. We're going to follow him, because the one guy in the gospel, he wanted to bury his mother and father. And Jesus said, please, let the dead bury the dead. But I want you to build up the kingdom of God. And that wasn't just 2,000 years ago, Father. That's for me, that's for you, and that's for everybody. We have to build up the kingdom in small ways. I think it was Mother Teresa said, just keep loving, just keep loving, just be yourself, just keep building up the kingdom. Small ways, little things mean a lot. So that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to persevere. We're not going to give up. God is our judge, and we're going to follow him. Follow me, says Jesus. Father, what I would like to say, having said all that, on Wednesday when we were in front of Planned Parenthood, we were, of course, disappointed, but the Lord came to us, and we had two couples that changed their mind on Wednesday. And so I'll share that with you, because just as, you know, I've said this before, just as you're like, oh, no, then the Lord says, don't say, oh, no, I'm with you. I will never leave you. I love you with an everlasting love. You will not be abandoned. And then, you know, he does. He showed us on Wednesday. And what happened on Wednesday, Father? We had a couple go into Planned Parenthood, I'm going to guess around 25, and didn't take any information, kind of, you know, on a mission here, on a mission for death in the womb. That's another thing. Right to choose what? I wish they would finish the sentence. Right to choose death in the womb, death of a little boy or girl, a future human being. One life saved, Father, can change the world. So anyway, he came out. Now I'm back to the couple. They came back. He came out, and he came right over to me. And, Father, he was crying. And he said, this is my child. I have no recourse. I can't do anything. And he said, I'm just so upset. And he's just going on and on and on, and I'm listening. And I said, well, you know, it's not too late. He said, it is too late. I've talked to her for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I can't get any place. And he said, I'm not going to be with her anymore. I said, well, listen, you go in. You go in and cry. Tell her you're not going to be with her anymore. How can I be with a woman that has killed my child? He said, how can I do that? And I said, well, I agree. I said, but you have to go in and tell her. He said, no, it's too late. I can't. I said, it's not too late. Tomorrow it will be too late. Today it's not too late. So he did go in. And about 20 minutes later, Father, praise the Lord, they came out. And he talked to her. And we gave her a baby blanket. And we gave her our telephone number. And she has her own doctor. I did not have to go to Pregnancy Help, where there's all kinds of help in Brighton near St. Elizabeth's. I did not have to go to Pregnancy Help or a Woman's Concern because they said they were fine. They said, thank you. So that's the idea. Like, I guess in my olden days, I could have said, well, I guess you tried. I guess you did your best. But how do we know when we're doing our best? I don't care if it's this kind of work or any kind. We always say we did our best, but what is our best? I don't think we know what our best is. So it's never too late. And that's a beautiful story that I'm happy to share because it lifted our hearts up again. It empowered us in the name of Jesus Christ to keep going. So we say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, the next couple came along. It was kind of interesting, a very attractive couple. And they were not ashamed of having the abortion because I said, good morning, can I help you? And he said, no, that's okay. He said, thank you anyway. But he said, we are going in for the abortion. So I said, really? He said, yes. And I said, oh, well, he said, well, you know, it's we have to do it. He said, we have a nine-month-old little girl. So he said, so that's what we're doing. And I mean, they had thought about it. He wasn't arrogant. He was just matter of fact telling me, like, if you're going in the supermarket, if you're out of milk, well, I have to go get milk today. So, but they were kind of, I guess, proud of their decision, or maybe how about we say sure of their decision. So he was tall. I remember he was tall. I'm short. He was like 6'6". Anyway, he was very tall and very nice. So I said, wait a minute. What are you saying here? You're just going in because you have a 9-month-old baby? He said, that's right. We've talked about it and we just can't go forward. I said, listen, you can go and have another child. You must be good parents, I said, because the Lord's blessing you with another miracle in the womb. And I said, guess what? They're going to be playmates. Can you just picture them playing together and getting along with each other? I said, and it's a beautiful miracle that's coming. And he said, no, thank you anyway. And maybe I said something else. I'm not sure. Oh, I probably said, I did paint the picture. They have a little girl. So I said, oh, and you know, this is going to be a little boy. I mean, I can just feel it. It's going to be a little boy. And how far along are you? Oh, 8 weeks. I said, well, guess what? The heart's beating at 21 days. And the brain waves, guess what? At 10 weeks, the brain waves are functioning. And basically, all you need after 10 weeks is just nutrients for the mother. I mean, this baby is well on the way. No, thank you anyway. So they went in. And the last thing I said was, God has a plan for this child. That was the last thing I said. And I had to speak at 35 feet away, which is another story. So I said, God has a plan for this boy or this baby. I forget what I said. But they did go in, Father. But guess what? I don't know. I'll guess 20 minutes later, they both came out, both came over to me, and they said, we couldn't do it. We just couldn't do it. So I said, praise the Lord. So we gave them a baby blanket, and I'm sure they had the baby hat, and they had the rose, and they had our hugs, and they had blessings, and we had smiles back. They were smiling. They just knew within that, well, I don't know, 45 minutes that they had made the right decision. So it was somebody there just saying, wait, don't rush in. Just wait 5 minutes. Let me speak with you. If you don't like what we're saying or where we would take you to Pregnancy Help, you can always come back tomorrow. This is not like buying a new car, where if you don't like the color, you take it back the next day and say, guess what? I like another color. I said, tomorrow will be too late. So this was my second uplifting, praise the Lord, glory to God story.
Only because they're out there. Only because they're there to give hope, help, and love. Only because they're out there. Because our nation have had its understanding darkened. Our nation is alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in our nation because of the blindness of our nation's heart. Who, being past feeling, our nation have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to the work of uncleanliness with greediness. I tell you, This really describes our nation. And I pity the members of the Supreme Court that legalized abortion and legalized gay marriage. And they said this was present in the Constitution. Well, George Washington, Hancock, they would all turn over in their graves. They would all turn. This is not constitutional. It has nothing to do with Constitution. What it has to do is that the understanding of the judges were darkened and alienated from the life of God. Period.
You know, it's interesting, Father, you mentioned my sign and what we offer, hope, help, and love. I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, a young woman came by. She was just passing by and very pretty, very nice, 26. And she came over. She said, you know, I take a little exception with you being here. And I said, why is that? She said, you're judgmental. So I said, why would you say that? And she said, because you're standing out here and you're judging the people. I said, oh, no, I'm not at all. I'm not judging. I'm my heart, because Jesus gave me a heart of compassion. I'm just here to offer hope, help, and love. And she said, oh, she said, that's beautiful. She said, well, why don't you have a sign made up that says we offer hope, help, and love? So I said, that's a great idea. So, which I did. I have this large sign. It's almost as high as me. And it says, we offer hope, help, and love. As that conversation went on with this young lady, I talked to her for 25 minutes. We became friends. She gave me a hug. So I had a chance to dialogue a little bit and tell her we're not there judging. Far be it. But I do have her a sign. I told her to come back. I said, I'm going to make that sign up. And it turns out to be beautiful, Father. People see it from far away. It's a large sign. We offer hope, help, and love. And the interesting part of it is she dialogued with me. She wasn't angry. She wasn't cursing me. She wasn't telling me to get a job or get a life. We dialogued. And many people walk by and they sling like an arrow. Then they run off. They don't talk. I admire people that come and talk to me. And we talk each other and they get to know who we are. So there's a beautiful story. And I love my sign. Hope, help, and love.
Hope, help, and love. And we want to invite people to pray for the nation. This is the week of our independence, and we spit in the face of God, that God gives us freedom. For freedom I have set you free, therefore do not cling to a yoke of slavery. And what the Supreme Court has done is to cling to a yoke of slavery. Freedom to love. This is not love between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. This is sin, and now it's the law. Just like fornication is sin, just like adultery is sin. But you see what I'm saying? We have our minds darkened. We have our minds darkened. If you want to read more about our minds, you read Romans 1 and Romans 2. Romans 1 and Romans 2. It is all about the darkened mind. All about the darkened mind. Let me see if I can find it. Romans. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things, who changed the truth of God to a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, and even their women did change natural use into which it was against nature. That's woman against woman, because they worship false gods. And I'm telling you, we worship false gods too. Power, money. And likewise also, men leaving the natural use of women burned with lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and of an error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You see, it's very sad. It's very sad. It's very sad. So, Father, we pray for the country. We pray for a declaration of dependence on Jesus. Father, we're just a voice in the wilderness, and we don't condemn anybody. We're not condemning gay people. We're just condemning the acts. The acts are sinful, just like fornication is sinful, just like adultery is sinful. Father, we do not declare evil against these people. We pray that they would come to know Jesus, that they would come to know the Lord. We pray for the Supreme Court. We pray that they would have a change of heart. We pray, God, that you would speak unto them. Because, Lord, the scripture says, you gave them up. Where will we be if you give us up, Lord? Where will we be if you give us up, Lord? We will be nowhere. We will have no place to go because this country was founded on Jesus Christ and on the precepts of the gospel. Where would we be if you give us up? And I speak to the church now. Church, you need to speak about these things. You need to let the people know. You need to let the people know and hear what the Supreme Court has done. And you need to be loving toward gay people, but to say the act of their marriage is not a marriage, and the act of their sexual experience is evil. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.